I'm going to call this conference committee meeting to order. The time is currently 8:17 p.m. on Saturday, May 14th, 2019. Before us today is House Bill 39 and House Bill 40, which are the fiscal year 2020 operating budget and mental health budget. Members present are Senator Stedman, Vice Chair, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, Representative Wilson, Representative Tilton, and myself, Representative Foster, Chair. And I'd like to invite David Teal, Director of the Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. And before we begin, I'd like to remind committee members how objections will be handled. If there is an objection, we'll make note of that item and set it aside. We'll continue to go through the other items in the department, adopt them, and then come back to any item that has an objection. Today, we will be addressing open items in HB 39 and HB 40 based on the motion sheets dated May 14th. These sheets include items for the departments of Administration, Commerce, Corrections, Education, Fish and Game, Office of the Governor, Law, Natural Resources, Public Safety, Transportation, Special Appropriations, Fund Capitalizations, and FY19 supplementals in HB 39 and 40. So to start us off, Department of Administration, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Administration's budget. Item number 8, the House.
And hearing no objection, the motion passes. Moving on to the Department of Commerce, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development's budget. Item number 3, the House, all lines. Item number 4, line 1, the House plus $446,600.
Senator Stedman, could you please rephrase item 4, line 1?
Item 4, line 1. Yes, Mr. Chairman. Line 1, House plus $546,600, and plus 2 permanent full-time positions. Line 2, House.
And hearing no objections, the motion passes. Department of Corrections, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee adopt the following in the Department of Corrections budget. Item number 1, the Senate. Item number 2, adopt conference committee wordage. Item number 3, the Senate, replace the number 150 with 100 in both places. Item number 4, the House. Item number 5, change transaction to a one-time increment. Line 1, House minus $7,510,200. Line 2, the House. Item 6, the House. Item 7, change transaction to a one-time increment. Senate minus $565,800 and replace the number 150 with 100. Item number 8, the House plus $20,117,500. Item number 9, the House. Item number 10, the Senate. Item number 11, the House. Item number 12, the Senate. Item number 13, the House. Item number 14, the Senate. Item number 15, the House. Item number 16, the House. Item number 17, the Senate.
Thank you. And hearing no objection, the motion passes. And the Department of Education, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development's budget. Item number 14, the House.
Object.
And we have an objection. Representative Tilton, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have here before us the forward funding for 21 for the Department of Education, and we have in relation to this memo from the Attorney General concerned about the funding being appropriate for this year's funding for the 20 budget, and I would like to see that that be resolved, and that's my concern.
Thank you, Representative Tilton. Is there any other discussion? And seeing no, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you look at what's going on here, I guess what are the plans for this if it's not going to be addressed within the Attorney General's opinion?
Thank you, Senator Stedman. And to my knowledge, we have a legal opinion from Ledge Legal is not in agreement with the Attorney General's memo and is confident that we would prevail. And so I think a number of us have taken the stance that we're comfortable with that. And I guess it looks like we have a comment. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have forward funded for many years. We do that because the districts have asked us to do that, so they know what to possibly be guaranteed for the next year. We've never, sadly, you know, I guess it's good, we've not been sued over in the past, and now all of a sudden it's been brought to our attention that it may be illegal, but at this point in time, we're following precedents. I think it's something that we owe our school districts.
Mr. Chairman, I totally agree that we owe our school districts certainly some more money that's out there, but just because it's being challenged doesn't mean it's, or has not been challenged in the past, doesn't mean that it's legal. No further comment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Any further comments? And I don't know, Mr. Teal, do you have any comments on this issue? Okay, thank you.
I would like to ask Mr. Teal if I could.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Teal, as you look at the forward funding situation that we've, over my tenure anyway, we have certainly looked at it favorably in here in the past, but you're the only one at the table that's been here longer than I have. What are the chances that the challenge is going to be is going to prevail?
Senator Olson, I can't answer that.
Only the court can. You're not a lawyer, and so
well,
unfair to ask.
Even if I were a lawyer, I couldn't answer it. There are strong legal opinions both ways. I agree with legal services that the legislature would prevail, but it doesn't matter how any of us thinks, it's what the court rules if it comes to that.
And with all due respect, Mr. Teal, I think it's the Supreme Court, because I'm assuming with this kind of amount of money, they're going to appeal it to the higher level. No further questions, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Olson. And for the viewing public, I'll just say that last year the legislature appropriated funds in a forward funding mechanism for education, and there's some concern that if numbers are put into this budget, then that could be subject to a veto, and so there is some concern about that, and we want to prevent that. So any other comments?
I'd like to have one comment, Madam, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Olson.
As far as vetoes goes, certainly that's the prerogative of the executive branch, but I don't think we as the equal body should go ahead and view our position as subservient to that and be afraid of a veto. If there is a veto, we certainly have the veto override that can prevail in the end.
Thank you, Senator Olson.
And Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wilson.
And I just want to say for me, it's not about what the governor will or won't do. It's kind of what we've promised that we've made to our districts to be as upfront as we can with the funding that we expect to give. And From my understanding, I think even this language, the governor could veto the language if he so chooses. But for me, it's, as a legislator, I want to make sure that we're keeping our promise to our districts. And that's why I'm in favor of keeping this language in here.
Seeing no further comments, is the objection maintained?
I maintain my concern regarding the FY20 funding for education, but I will remove my objection.
Thank you, Representative Tilton. The objection is removed. Is there any further objections? Seeing none, item number 14 for the Department of Education has been adopted, and that takes us to the Department of Fish and Game. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Fish and Game's budget. Item number 1, the Senate. Item 24, the House. Item 26, the House. Item 29, the House. Item 30, the House.
And hearing no objections, the motion passes. Takes us to the Office of the Governor. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Office of the Governor's budget. Item number 2, the House, all lines. Item number 3, the Senate.
Object.
And we have an objection on item number 3. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will remove my objection in a minute. I just want to say that this was a decision that was made earlier that the governor has someone in the OMB that was used to be one position. Now it's 3 positions. So these are 2 new positions that we're adding. I was hoping to see more efficiency out of the governor's office. And so hopefully he will see that and not just realize that he needs to be cut somewhere else, but within his own as well. And with that, I remove my objection.
The objection for item number 3 is removed. Are there any further objections?
Actually, Mr. Chairman, I'll object.
Senator Olson, would you like to speak to your objection?
Absolutely. As the governor's gone ahead and certainly put in his reductions throughout the budget elsewhere, why is it that he's increasing his budget? And that's where I have the objection.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Are there any further questions or comments? Hearing none. Is the objection maintained, Senator Olson?
I just want to make sure that the governor gets the opinion that he's got to have skin in the game. And so because of that, what's he doing, adding more positions while he's taking money away from the rest of the people? With that, Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my objection.
Okay, the objection is removed. Any further objections? Hearing none, items 2 and 3 in the Office of the Governor have been adopted. And that will take us to the Department of Law. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee adopt the following in the Department of Law's budget. Item number 2, the Senate. Item number 4, the House, minus $88,900 and minus 2 positions and reverse title. Or excuse me, revised title. Revised title, I won't reverse it. And item number 5, the House, all lines. Item number 6, the House plus $48,800 and revised title. Item number 7, the House, all lines. Item number 8, line 1, the Senate. Line 2, the Senate, change fund source code 21004, unrestricted general fund. Item number 9, the House. Item number 10, the House, all lines. Item number 11, the House, all lines. Item number 12, the House, minus $132,800 and minus 2 positions and revised title. Item 13, the House, all lines. Item 14, the House, minus 1 position and revised title. Item number 15, the House, all lines. Item number 16, the House, all lines. Item number 17, the House, minus $47,600 and minus 1 position and revised title. Item number 18, the House, all lines. Item number 19, the House. Item 20, the House, minus 54,100 and minus two positions and revised title. Item 21, the House, all lines.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Hearing no objection, the motion passes. And that takes us to the Department of Natural Resources. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Natural Resources budget. Item number one, the Senate. Item number three, open.
And hearing no objection, item number one has been adopted. That takes us to the Department of Public Safety. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item number three, the Senate. Item number four, the Senate. Item number five, the Senate. Item number six, the House. Item number seven, the Senate. Item number eight, the House. Item number nine, the House. Item number 10, the Senate.
And hearing no objections, the motion passes. And that will take us to the Department of Transportation. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following within the Department of Transportation's budget. Item number 13, the House. Item number 14, the Senate. Item number 15, the House, all lines. Item number 16, the House. Item number 17, the House. Excuse me. Item number 17 is the Senate. Item number 17 is the Senate. Mr. Chairman, I'm getting too used to saying the House.
You're doing a great job.
Item number 18, the House, all lines.
Mr. Chairman, I'll object to that one.
Okay, and item 18 has been objected to. We will set that aside. Senator Stedman.
Item number 19, the House. Item number 20, the Senate. Item number 21, the House, all lines. Item number 23, the Senate. Item number 24, the House. Item number 25, the Senate. Item number 26, the House, all lines. Item number 27, the House. Item 31, the Senate.
I'll object to that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And I'm sorry, that item number again was item
31.
Commission of State Airport Maintenance Costs.
Okay. Item 31 has been objected to and will be set aside. Senator Stedman.
Item number 32, the House. Item number item number 33, the Senate. Item number 34, the House, all lines.
Mr. Chairman, I'll object to that one as well.
Item 34 has been objected to and will be set aside. Senator Stedman.
Item number 35, the House. Item number 36, the Senate. Item number 39, the Senate. Item number 40, the House. Item number 41, the Senate. Item number 42, the House, all lines. Item number 44, the House. Item number 45, the House. Item number 46, the Senate, all lines. Item number 47, the Senate. Item number 48, the Senate, all lines. Item number 49, the Senate.
Okay, thank you, Senator Stedman. So items 18, or let's see, first of all, we have an objection to items 18, item 31, and item 34. And so, therefore, all other items have been adopted. And we will go back to item 18. Senator Olson, would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 18, which has to do with the replacement of undesignated general funds with the state equipment fleet rate rebates. I'm just wondering if there's enough money in that rebate to go ahead and cover the cost that would be coming out of the UGF funding source.
Can we have an Eddie's?
Yes, Eddie's. Conference Committee back to order. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm withdrawing my objection to item 18 and 31.
Okay.
And the concern there was just when I saw the reduction to the rural airport maintenance situation, I was drawing attention to that.
Okay. And so items 18 and 31, the objections have been withdrawn. And just for the public's viewing on item 31, there was a proposed reduction to rural airport maintenance. That reduction has not been adopted, so the money will remain. And Senator Olson, you also had an objection to item 34. How would you like to proceed on that one?
Yes, as I look at the reduction, or as replacing UGF with state equipment fleet rate, I just want to make sure there's enough money to go ahead and cover cover what's in the enough money to go ahead and cover the maintenance that's being would be covered by UGF still.
Thank you. And Representative Wilson.
So, Mr. Chairman, we took the House on that one, so we didn't make any reduction on item number 34.
Okay.
Senator Olson.
I withdraw my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The objection has been removed for item 34. And if there are no other objections, all items will be shown as adopted for the Department of Transportation. And so that takes us next to special appropriations. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in special appropriations. Item number one, the House.
Hearing no objection, the motion passes. And fund capitalizations, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in fund capitalization. Item number two, the Senate. Item number four, the House, all lines.
Hearing no objection, motion passes. And FY19 supplementals in both the HB 39 and HB 40, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in FY19 supplementals in House Bill 39 and House Bill 40. Item 36, the House.
Hearing no objection, the motion passes. And that now takes us down to our final two items, which are amendments. The committee has two amendments before it. Senator Stedman, can I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move that the committee adopt Conference Committee Amendment Number 1.
And I do not hear any objection.
Therefore. Actually, Mr. Chairman, I'd like I'll object for explanation of the amendment.
Okay, thank you, Senator Olson. We have an objection for an explanation. Senator Olson, thank you. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This concerns the National Flood Insurance Program that is being implemented in many of our communities across the state. We have some flood issues, but very few relative to this pooling of all the other flood zones around the state. So Alaska would be thrown in with all the rest of the states, including Texas, Florida, Louisiana, areas where we have substantial, the nation has substantial flood risk and massive financial losses from hurricanes and floods. Alaska has very little economic loss to floods relative to the premiums being collected, and it appears that we are heavily subsidizing the other states. So this amendment would ask that we acquire the data so we can look at how much or the loss ratio is concerning the flood issue. And I think what we're going to find, Mr. Chairman, is it's substantially upside down to the favor of the other states. And we are subjecting our citizens to paying outrageous flood insurance premiums. And we have been working on trying to get a solution to that to minimize the impact on our citizens in Alaska. So we're not paying for New Orleans because they decided to build below the high tide line. We in Alaska like to build above the high tide line, Mr. Chairman. And that is what this amendment
does. No further question, Mr. And I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Stedden, for the explanation. The objection has been removed. Are there any further objections to amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one has been adopted. And that takes us to amendment number two. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move that the committee adopt conference committee amendment number two.
And are there any objections? Seeing no objection, the motion passes for amendment number two. For amendment number two has been adopted. And so with that, this concludes the business for today's committee hearing. Once our next meeting date and time has been determined, the meeting will be noticed on BASIS. And with that, is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Stedman.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Thank you. Hearing no objection, we are adjourned at 8:44 p.m. Thank you.